Now, there's been a little bit of argument today surrounding Sally Pearson. I might just clear this up, because the coach of the Olympic gold medalist, Sally Pearson, has this afternoon dismissed reports that she has been ruled out of the Rio Games. So the coach says the reports are a rumour, and the athlete will be speaking publicly about the situation tomorrow. But we're hearing that the rumour is right on the money. And in fact, the Nine News reporter Darren Curtis has got some information on this right now. Darren Curtis, good afternoon.
Yeah, g'day Ben. I can tell you I've just spoken to Sally Pearson, only just finished talking to her probably 30 seconds ago, and I can confirm that she is out of the Rio Games. She said that she was training on Monday and she was feeling the best she's felt in 12 months. She felt incredible and said that she was back to the best that she thought she had been. And then she went over one hurdle and she just felt a slight twinge in one of her hamstrings. And then it turns out that it's quite a significant tendon tear, and that if she doesn't treat this properly, it could be the end of her career.
So they were hoping to hold this news, I'm guessing, until tomorrow, and that's why the coach said, no, hang on a moment, there's no decision on this yet. Do we know why there's been a little bit of funny business as far as saying, I mean, we woke up to the news that she was going to be out, then the coach said, no, you're rushing to conclusions here, it's just a rumour. Do we know why all that went on?
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on in the background there at all, but definitely I can tell you 100% that Sally is not going. She's just spoken to me about that. We'll have all those details in Nine News tonight, and she also talks about the future, what's going to happen to her career after this point, because she knows where she's at in terms of her age. She's 29 years old. Mm. She's had a number of significant injuries. She came back from that awful broken wrist, and then she probably didn't get the results she wanted in Europe earlier this year, but she's been working incredibly hard here on the Gold Coast. And then this has gone wrong for her. So she said at the moment, it's only happened a couple of days ago, she still feels numb. She's not quite too sure whether to kick the cat or whether to throw something or have a tear or whatever, because she's been building for this for 4 years, and she's the defending Olympic champion, and she in particular wanted to be announced at the stadium. You know, here's the current defending champion.
Yeah.
You know, she's lost that opportunity, and she says, look, every athlete doesn't want, never wants to face this fact, but if she did proceed and go ahead, she said she could turn up and they go, the gun goes off and then she's dead last in the first heat and that's the end of it. But she's such a competitor that she sets such a high standard for herself. She said, I'm never going to do that to myself, and I'm never going to do it to the Australian team. So.
Well, you're a good man for letting us know. We'll see the report on Nine News tonight. Thank you, Darren.
Thanks, Ben.
Darren Curtis, the Nine News reporter from the Gold Coast, because there have been mixed reports, if you've heard this afternoon. We had the coach of Sally Pearson saying, hold up, that's a rumour. And she will publicly address the situation tomorrow. Well, Darren Curtis got off the phone to Sally Pearson about 2 or 3 minutes ago, and he's confirmed it to us right here. Sally Pearson will not be competing at the Rio Games. Haven't there been some big names drop out of the Rio Olympics?